CAPS, Child Adolescent and Parent Support, celebrates Child Abuse Prevention Month, which is April. Throughout this month, they focus on ways to celebrate and encourage healthy families.
This year, our main focus is throughout the month is going to be social media based. So we're going to be highlighting champions for children in our community. So specifically our board and our staff, so people can get to know our board, the members that really put in a lot of time and effort to make CAPS be what it is, as well as our staff, the people that are boots on the ground going out and helping these families.
That's Emma Michaels, Director of Community Engagement. She says they'll be highlighting people throughout April and May on their social media pages.
In April, we're also going to have Fun Family Fridays. And so on social media, every Friday, there will be a fun family activity. And we're really hoping for a lot of interaction with this post from the community. People sharing, like this Friday will be favorite games. So family game night. What's your favorite game? Give other families ideas of what you do maybe to play games with your family or what games you like to play with your family.
CAPS is active on Facebook, and their page is called Child, Adolescent, and Parent Support. Another way CAPS spreads awareness throughout this month is by putting out their Blue Kids.
As you drive around town and you see a Blue Kid, just think, how can I provide children with a healthy childhood? Whether it's my own children, my grandchildren, nieces, nephews, family, friends, whatever, how can I be a part of that?
Any business that wants to have a Blue Kid this month can reach out to Michaels at CAPS. You can learn more by heading to that Facebook page or to their website, which is capsonline.us. The county's fiscal year runs from July through June, which makes April and May budget time. Marshall County Supervisor Chairman Jarrett Heil gave KFJB listeners an update on the budget process when he joined the line yesterday.
See, a week ago, Wednesday the 25th, we had a public hearing on our proposed tax levy. Our tax levy proposal we have is going down from 9.6 to 9.26.
Next steps will then happen on Wednesday next week at their regular meeting.
We'll set the public hearing for our current year amendment and then also set the hearing for our county budget. So that hearing will be set for April 22nd, in which that'll be an opportunity for the public to come and have their say as well. On a discussion on what our proposed budget is.
Heil says he'll also be giving a presentation on the proposal. He gives then a little insight on the budget.
So our budget as a whole is going down 7% from $41.2 million down to $38.3. The growth that we have this year in our property value is 2.98%, but our tax askings is going up 2%.
If you hold your spending at 2% and your growth is above 2%, which it is for Marshall County at 2.9%, Heil says we should come out ahead. Southern and eastern Iowa saw some severe thunderstorms yesterday, and Iowa is not quite done with storms for the week. According to the National Weather Service, there will be two rounds of storms today. Round one will be in western Iowa, heading northeast into northeast Iowa by the afternoon. That is set to include a potential for hail. Then round two will have storms develop over southwestern Iowa and move east and northeast across portions of central and eastern Iowa. Large hail, damaging winds, and a few tornadoes are possible in round two. The highest chance of a tornado is in the southeast quarter of the state. Alert Iowa is a great place to get storm updates, and they can be customized to what area you want to stay informed about. Another major road project is set to start on Monday, April 6th, this time over in Tama County. Highway 63 will be closed from 2nd Avenue down past the Quick Star. They'll be adding a roundabout to Highway 63. The closure is scheduled for April 6th through April 30th. The Iowa Department of Transportation's posted detour has drivers taking a turn on 2nd Avenue between Fairway and the State Bank of Toledo, going over the South Broadway by CarQuest, jumping onto Highway 30, then heading down to the intersection by Hardee's to get back on Highway 30 heading north. Coming up, we're going to be talking about the Stop the Scammers tour that's starting up again across the state. It's 7:10.
Hello, caller. You're on the Super Shine Hotline.
Hi, Super
Supershine Lady, why is a touchless car wash better than the kind with the brushes?
Because every car wash at a Supershine touchless automatic wash is a fresh wash every time. There are no brushes holding dirt, sand, or even small pieces of gravel from the car ahead of you. They can scratch your car's finish. That happens in rural areas like ours.
That makes sense. I never thought about that.
That's why I'm the Supershine Lady.
Supershine Car Washes in Marshalltown and Ames for a fresh wash every time.
It's Kyle Martin in the Mornings, brought to you by McCall Monument, a family business all about your family.
Welcome back on this good Friday, 7-11 and 37 degrees. Coming up, we're going to visit with State Representative David Blom joining us as our guest with Newsmakers. KFJB News continues.
The Iowa Insurance Division, Attorney General's Office, and AARP Iowa are once again holding a Stop the Scammers tour across the state. Scams have changed over time, and now scammers have more accessibility through telephones, cell phones, and social media. Scammers can be doing business from across the globe, and that's what makes some of these investigations so difficult. The Consumer Federation of America estimates that Americans lost more than $119 billion to scammers in 2025. Head to iowafraudfighters.gov to see the full list of tour dates for Stop the Scammers. Family, friends, community leaders, welcome back some 60 Iowa National Guard soldiers yesterday from their deployment to the Middle East. Governor Kim Reynolds was there to welcome the group back home. She highlighted the two soldiers who did not return with them, Staff Sergeants Nate Howard and Edgar Torres Tovar. The soldiers were part of a more than 1,800 that had been deployed since May 2025 as part of Operation Inherent Resolve, a counterterrorism effort in Iraq and Syria. About 200 soldiers have already returned from that mission. Another ceremony for about 140 troops is set to return will be announced in the next coming days. A four-day stretch of uncharacteristic heat in March pushed the month near the top of the state record book for warmth. That four-day stretch, temperatures were about 20 degrees above average across the state. Numerous places across the state either tied or set new high temperature records on the final day of the heat wave. Little Sioux in western Iowa hit 97 degrees, which is about 45 degrees above normal.